We're in Bemidji, Minnesota, and we've arrived just a couple of days too late for the big lutefisk and meatball dinner at the at First Lutheran here in Bemidji. Sorry we didn't get here in time. I'll send this song out to all of them. How do we know that Adam and Eve, that they were truly Lutheran? Who else could stand by a naked woman and be tempted by a piece of fruit? Why are Lutherans quiet in church? Because people are asleep, and in the Lutheran church the coffee is made by men. 'Cause the Bible says Hebrews. Knock, knock, who's there? It's Carl. Okay, then Carl who? Carl'll get you there quicker than if you went on foot. The bartender said to the grasshopper, there's a drink named after you. The grasshopper said to the bartender, why would they name a drink Bob? Knock, knock, who's there? Fornication. Fornication, who? Fornication like this one, you should wear a coat and tie. A dog walked into the bar and said, how about a drink for a talking dog? The bartender said, why sure, of course, the toilet's at the end of the hall. I joined a Lutheran choir, though I was looking for AA. They were so happy when I walked in, I didn't dare say I made a mistake. And how do Lutherans get rid of pigeons, rats, and squirrels? They baptize them, and so they only come around on Christmas and at Easter. Only he lay on his deathbed one night, and he smelled Lena's rhubarb pie. And he asked Lena to bring him a slice, and she said, no, that's for the funeral. He said, you've stuck with me through heart attacks and strokes, car crashes and bankruptcy. And Lena said, that's right. He said, I'm starting to think you're bad luck. Little Lutheran medley.